Are you a person who other people are vulnerable with you without you having to be vulnerable first? Because most people are not that. Like, most people have to be vulnerable first, and then the other person will be vulnerable back. But if you're one of those people who's blessed with the face, the voice, the skill set, which is often from childhood trauma, that makes other people feel safe enough to be vulnerable with you, A, that's beautiful. You're helping these people heal. But B, you probably also struggle with feeling hidden, invisible, and empty of yourself in your relationships. Because you never had to be seen in order for other people to connect to you. But you do have to be seen in order for you to feel connected to them. Because that's how humans work. It's frustrating, but it's true. And when you realize that, when you start to have these symptoms of depression or loneliness, or you start to realize this, it's so scary to start being vulnerable, to dare to be seen by the people worthy of seeing you. Because this method of not being seen has worked so well. People love you. People want to share their hearts with you. And then you're left feeling so alone and empty and unimportant. It's a process. It's a journey. I work with clients on this a lot. And it takes the people who are worthy of seeing you are the people who you can send this video to or say what I'm saying to and go, I've been hiding by loving you and my loved ones. Not because loving you is wrong, but because in our conversations, it's all, I want to know what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what your perspective is, and really make you feel safe. And then once you feel good, that's usually where the conversation ends. And that's not on you. It's on me. Because you feel connected and you feel good. And that is where I have always gotten my purpose. That's where I've always gotten my joy and comfort and connection. But I'm realizing it's not enough. And next time, when we go through this, I'm going to need you to help me share back. I'm going to need you to help me be vulnerable back. It's going to take extra effort at first because I've spent so long not feeling safe doing that. And it's going to be like learning to swim. It's going to take some time. But I love you and I want a great relationship with you. So help me. Help me figure out how to be vulnerable, how to feel safe enough to be seen. That is a conversation I've had with my loved ones. And before I had that conversation, I was doing really bad because I was so confident and comfortable and excited that I had done all the things and made all the friends and my life looked like it was supposed, like it was great. But in all of my relationships, I deliberately made sure it was you more than me. And I got to a point of being suicidal, and not to the point of planning it, but to the point where every day the question that dominated every day was, why do people choose to continue living? And the only thing that healed me out of that was starting to be vulnerable myself. And I had to have these conversations with my loved ones and go, I need help being vulnerable. I need help sharing what I'm feeling and showing up how I am. I need help because it's worked so well. People have liked me so much because it's all about them and I don't share who I am and I don't share my vulnerability. But I don't like living. And what is crazy is that I thought people liked me and I had great relationships before, you don't lose your ability to love people when you start loving yourself, when you start valuing yourself. You get better at it. Being vulnerable and showing up with my loved ones and saying, I'm scared right now. I'm embarrassed right now. I need help right now. I don't know what's going on with me. Can you talk it through? Showing up like that, I thought I was close to them before. I can't even explain the depth of connection that I have now. And if you are a person like this, the depth of connection that you're capable of is beyond your wildest dreams. I hope you love you. I hope you love your day. I did that in reverse order than usual, but honestly, I'm cool with it. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. I really hope you love you. You matter. Your vulnerability matters. It is your life. You deserve to live it. You deserve to love it. Good morning.